What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Thrive Forever Fit Show. And a little warning about today's episode is we are going to bring some straight truth and some straight heat today. And you guys know what that means. When I get fired up, I can get a little bit colorful in my language. I'm going to do my best not to use the F word today. But the title of today's episode is It's Not an Effing Diet. Now, I know some of you guys listen to this with your kids. Kids, if you hear Uncle JJ say the F word, just know it's because he's fired up and he's passionate and he wants mommy and daddy to have the best possible life they can live. And he knows that sometimes he's got to say that word in order to get them motivated and inspired to take some action and make some changes. So just know that Uncle JJ doesn't mean it and you shouldn't be saying it either. Okay. So here's the bottom line, guys. Today's episode is It's Not an Effing Diet. Now, I want to go ahead and apologize for using the D word so boldly right there, because I know the D word diet carries so many powerful and negative feelings and connotations for most of us. Because I would say if you're anything like me or 100% of my clients, you've tried a diet and you've failed at that diet every single time. You know why? That's what diets are set up for you to do. Diets are set up for you to fail. It is exactly what they do. It's the premise of the diet. If the diet worked for you, the diet industry would not be a multi-billion dollar industry. It wouldn't keep coming back. They wouldn't have reinvented keto. All keto is Atkins with a new shirt on and a tie. They just dressed it up a little bit, gave it a brand new name. It's just the Atkins diet. That's all it is. It's old school. It's been around forever. If it worked, they wouldn't be redressing it and renaming it. Atkins would have worked. We'd all be skinny. The industry would, I'd be out of a job. Nobody be working out. Everybody just be walking around fit and healthy. That's not the game. The whole concept of the word diet is flawed from the get-go. Think about it like this. Here are the stages of the diet. I'm going to break this down for you super simply. Here's how a diet goes. You make a bold declaration of a new eating pattern that has a start date, I'm going to start tomorrow, and has an end date, I'm going to do this for 6 weeks, I'm going to do this for 1 month, I'm going to do this for 30 days, I'm going to do this for 6 months, whatever it is, everybody who starts a diet has an end date. I'm going to do this until I lose 20 pounds, 10 pounds, 5 pounds, 100 pounds. Every diet comes with a start date and an end date. You can insert anything in between that you want, keto, paleo, low carb, no carb, Dr. So-and-so, Dr. Who gives a shit, Dr. I just read your book, I just follow this Instagram chick or dude online and they said to eat this way, blah, 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 blah. It's all the same shit. It's about starvation, deprivation, start dates, end dates, do this, eat this, eat that, blah, blah, blah. Here's how it goes. You do that, then you clean out your fridge and your pantry, you throw away all your junk. You go to the store, you spend a boatload of money on a bunch of green stuff that you're never going to eat. Let's face it, you're never going to eat the kale, you're never going to eat the broccoli sprouts, you're never going to eat some kind of weird squash that the person said is supposed to increase your metabolism by 37.9% if you eat it at between the hours of 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. I mean, it's all bullshit. What are you doing? I forgot. You have to go on Facebook or Instagram and you make this elaborate declaration about this new diet. You tell everybody, this is a game changer. Has anybody tried keto, paleo, Dr. Johansson's, blah, 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 blah. And then you insert the hashtag, this is my year, not this time diet. I'm kicking your ass. You get the lion roar in the background. You do all that stuff. And then 10 days later, guess what happens? All that green shit you bought in the fridge is now gross. Starts to smell a little bit. You look at it, it's got some mold growing on it because it's fresh. Fresh stuff goes bad. You're not used to eating fresh stuff. Most of the stuff you love and like comes out of a box. This, remember the shit you threw away 10 days ago? That never stinks, does it? Because it's poisons and preservatives and pasteurizations and blah, blah, blah. It's not fresh and green. So you look in there, you're like, what am I going to do with this green stuff? So you throw away the green stuff. You go back to the store. You repurchase all the safe stuff that never stinks, no matter how long you keep it. And you buy that and you put it back in your fridge and your pantry or go something like that, right? How many of us have repeated that cycle over and over and over and over and over and over? How many are you going to do it again? New Year's resolutions are coming up. You're already game planning. How many of you have already said 2020 crushing the game? 2020 is going to be my 2020. I'm finally going to lose this weight. 2020. I'm finally going to get healthy. 2020. I'm finally going to start working out. No, you're not. Because you're gonna repeat the same cycle that you repeated last year and the year before last and year before last and year before last. The definition of insanity, guys, is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. You're insane. You're not going to do that. It's not going to work. This is why you'll hear me constantly. This is why I'm doing this podcast today. You'll hear me preach and teach that diets are not the solution for your situation. It's 100%. This isn't even a pitch for my program. I'm going to tell you about my program really quick. This, and the reason this whole podcast came about is because three of my clients this weekend, because it's the season, right? Parties are going on. Halloween's coming up. Thanksgiving. Everybody's getting together. And when people get together, here's what happens. Here's what happens to my clients when they go to a party. Someone inevitably says, hey, would you like a chocolate covered blah, 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 that's been deep fried and butter fat and blah, and all this other shit. And they're like, yeah, you know what? I'm good. Solid. And they're like, oh, you're still on that diet. And my clients are like, no, we don't do a diet. You see, Thrive Forever Fit's not a diet. You never will hear me use the word diet because I'm not into failure. I'm a stone cold winner and I will not do anything or put my clients in a situation where they're going to fail. Why would I do that? That's why I created my entire coaching program. That's what I teach and preach with my fitness and nutrition studio. That's what I teach and preach with all my private clients. Thrive Forever Fit, guys, is a lifestyle, not a diet. Thrive Forever Fit is a lifestyle, not a quick fix. Thrive Forever Fit is a lifestyle, not a hack. Thrive Forever Fit is a lifestyle, not deprivation and starvation. See, here's what you don't need. Here's what nobody needs. Nobody needs a joker like me to tell you that you should eat salads instead of donuts. Do you need me to tell you that? Do you need me to tell you? I bet if we were in a room and somebody said, I'm going to ask everybody a question. If you get this question correct, you win $100,000. Not one person would miss this question. What is healthier, this salad or this box of donuts? Answer now, please. Every one of you would walk out of there with 100 G's. You love it. It would take you that long to answer the question. You wouldn't even have to think about it. But in real life, when there's no money on the line and you see the salad and you see the donuts, your brain goes, well, I wonder which one's better for me. Which one should I eat today? You know what? Those donuts smell damn good. I think you see what I'm saying? You don't need me to tell you that. You don't need me to tell you that you shouldn't eat ice cream every night before bed, do you? Do you need me to tell you that? Do you need the Instagram model to tell you that? Do you need Dr. Johansson or Dr. Smith, Dr. Beverly Johnson? Do you need Dr. anybody? Do you need them to tell you that? No. Do you need me to tell you that you shouldn't drink sodas and eat candy bars every single day or eventually it's going to make you fat? Or if you're already fat, do you need me to tell you how you got there? No, you do not. You don't need that. You're smart. I've met you. If I haven't met you, I've met someone just like you and I know you're smart. You know what you need? You need support. You need accountability. You need motivation. You need inspiration. You need somebody to believe in you even though you don't believe in yourself. You need guidance. But you don't need deprivation. You don't need starvation. You don't need me to stand up in front of a room and say, you should eat kale every day. You should minimize your sodium intake. You shouldn't eat ice cream every night before bed. You don't need that, guys. It's so played out. You don't need to follow. I mean, keto, you can't do keto long-term. You will fail at it. You just will. There's no way you're going to consume that much fat for the rest of your life. You will fail or your body will fail you. You're not going to go low carb, no carb, paleo, Mediterranean. You're not going to do anything. You know what you need? You just need to be, you need to use your intelligence. You need to use your mindfulness. You need to use your God-given intelligence and do what you know is going to help you get to where it is you want to go with some discipline and some accountability. That's it. And you're thinking, well, Jay, that's hard. That sounds harder than that. Exactly. It's not easy. I have a group of people that I work with on a daily basis that are super smart and they need me for accountability, support, motivation, inspiration, and guidance. They know what they should be eating. Now, do I give them nutritional advice? Well, of course I do. If they want to get down in the nitty gritty of the science between the macro and micronutrients of this versus that, well, then we can do that as well. But they're smart enough to know that a bowl of ice cream at 9 o'clock at night is not going to serve them. They're smart enough to know if they eat an extra large pizza every night when they get home from work and drink a six pack of beer, that is not going to serve them. But what they need is someone to support them and hold them accountable and give them motivation and inspiration and hope and belief that if they just do these small things that I try to get them to do, that life will change for them. And then when life starts to change for them and they start to get momentum in the right direction, there's no end date to momentum. Nobody ever says, I want the momentum to stop. But when you do a diet, that's what happens. You lose momentum because you stop doing the thing that you couldn't do long-term anyway. So, I mean, you're going to eventually quit. But what if you did this? What if you just started eating mindfully? What if you just started eating intelligently? Let's just say you get the menu and it was a test. And you want to pass that test because we all want to pass the test, right? We all want to get an A. And you had to pick the A. You had to pick all the A's on the menu. And if you picked an A and you ordered the A, you win. You got money every time. What would you do? You'd pick an A every single time. Well, guess what? You do get money. You get something more valuable than money. You get freedom. Because what freedom is being healthy and fit. Being healthy and fit give you the freedom of choice that you get to control your destiny with your body. When you become unhealthy and unfit, then your body is now in control and it controls your money, controls your time, controls your availability, controls your energy, controls everything. So you get something more valuable than money when you pick the A's on the menu. If you broke every menu down, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever, however deep you feel like you need to go, and you picked an A every time, and occasionally you might pick a B. Is that B going to hurt you if you pick A's all the time? No way. Guess what? If you pick A's all the time, and you go in one day and you've been picking A's for so long and you pick a D or an F, guess what happens? Nothing. Nothing bad. You know why? Because you're an A student. A student can get a D. Guess what? Doesn't mess his grades up. D student gets an F. F's the grades up even more, right? Because you're already in the bottom. But if you're an A student, you get to eat D's and F's anytime you want because you got the GPA, man. It's built up. You got wiggle room. If you're a D student, you got no wiggle room. You can't afford most of your D students when it comes to diet. If you're a D student, you get screwed every time you make a bad decision because you're just compounding negative momentum. But if you're an A student, you got so much positive momentum, you can afford to have that D or that F on the Saturday night. You can afford to eat the entire butter cake if you want to. You can afford to do whatever you want to do because you've built credibility. Your bank account's full. You can afford to take out the withdrawal. Most of you guys are trying to withdraw from a negative bank account. It doesn't work that way. That's what diets are. Diets are negative impacting on your bank account because you're going to fail. It's set up that way. But what you need is a lifestyle that allows you to eat anything and everything you like and still stay healthy and fit. That's what I just described to you with the menu, the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, P, H, whatever. It's exactly what I just described to you. That's the lifestyle you need. Healthy and fit don't have an end date. Diets do. Think about that. Healthy and fit don't have an end date, but every diet you see out there, I'm going to do this until I lose blank. What if you just ate healthy, fit, mindfully, and intelligently forever? What would happen? It'd be insane, wouldn't it? You'd be healthy and fit. You could do whatever you wanted to do. I just went to Maui, guys, for 2 weeks, and I ate whatever I wanted. I ate a cinnamon roll for breakfast one morning. I did. I'm like, you know what? It's my birthday. I'm eating that cinnamon roll. Guess what happened? Nothing. I mean, I felt like shit afterwards because I don't eat food like that. But I even asked Lori, I'm like, do people feel this bad? Does a normal person feel this bad when they eat shit like this? She's like, probably not. I'm like, holy shit. If I felt like this, I'd never eat this again. I probably won't eat another cinnamon roll for another year. I'm on it for 2 years. If I feel the way I'm still thinking about that thing, thinking how in the hell do people eat stuff like that? I felt like shit for hours afterwards. But that's the bottom line. But guess what? Guess how much weight I gained? None. Probably lost weight because my body freaked out. It was like, what the hell's going on? It was probably went into crisis mode. Like called in called in the Jets and everybody. Secret Service showed up. Because I'm an A student. I made an F choice. And the F didn't impact me at all. I mean, it made me feel like shit, but it didn't impact me from a health perspective. Didn't increase my likelihood of heart disease. Didn't increase my likelihood of diabetes. You see what I'm saying? So if you're anything like me, guys, and you're tired, if you're anything like my clients, if you're tired of the diet game, just buzz me, DM me, email me, call me, smoke signal me, whatever you got to do. and I will show you how to live a healthy, fit lifestyle without ever having to use the D word again. Here's where this whole thing came from. Here's where this whole entire rant came from. Three of my clients called me up yesterday, day before, I don't even know what today is, Sunday, Friday, Saturday. They went to parties. One of them said, they kept asking me and offering me this stuff like, you know, hey, you want a cupcake, you want a donut, you want an IPA, a beer or whatever, all this stuff. And she's like, nah, I'm cool, man. I'm still like, and they're like, oh, you're still on that diet. And my client was like, nah, I'm not on any diet. Like, I love the way I feel. I love the way I look. I'm on a lifestyle. And people are like, oh, and they act weird about it. Like, where in the world, why do other human beings get weird about the way somebody else eats, especially if it's healthy? Like, it's so crazy. It's not like she turned down a hit of meth. Like, then I could see, that's kind of a crazy analogy, what I was going to say there, but it's like, if I kind of get off the rails a little bit, guys, when I get on this topic. So here's the deal. It's like this. So why do we give a shit? You know what I mean? It's just insanity. And then, so let me move on to my next story so I don't lose my whole train of thought. So my other client at a completely different party with her family, and her father-in-law or uncle-in-law or somebody says something to the effect of, oh, you've been on that diet for 3 years now. Like, when are you going to stop that? Well, first of all, that's a dumbass statement. Like, if you've been doing something for 3 years, it's probably not a diet, because nobody stays on a damn diet for 3 years. And she simply said to him, I'm like, I'm not on a diet, nor have I ever been on a diet. Like, this is my lifestyle that I live because I love to feel healthy and fit. And I like the way my body looks. I like the way my body feels. I like the way my health is and blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, like, it's so hard for people to comprehend that people want to feel healthy and fit and they don't have to be on a diet. Oh, well, are you doing keto or paleo or whatever? No, not doing any of that. I'm just eating intelligently and mindfully, and I'm making good, really positive decisions that impact my body in a healthy way. Well, you say that to somebody and they're like, huh? Like, they almost treat you like you're crazy. Like, we've become so conditioned in our society to eat shitty foods. We become so conditioned in our society to look like shit. I mean, I hate to say it. I feel bad about saying it almost, but we look like shit. We do. Go outside right now. Hit the pause. Shut me off right now. Don't even finish listening to this. Go outside and look at the next 10 people you see. They probably look like shit. I know people are going to get mad at me for saying that, but somebody's got to say it, don't they? I mean, how much longer can we keep doing this stupid shit of like, just the same, the path we're on, guys, is the path of failure. I go listen to doctors speak all the time. Nobody even listens to doctors anymore. Because, I mean, everybody's so full of shit these days. Like, who do you even know who to listen to? Because we're all chasing some pipe dream. We're all chasing some rabbit that doesn't exist. We're all chasing this diet or this hack or this quick fix or this pill or this potion. What if you did this? What if you just used your brain? Yeah. What if you just said to yourself, is this a good decision or a bad decision? If I really want to lose the weight I say I want to lose, what would you, I mean, wouldn't you win every time? Because you know the answer. Like, you know the answers to the damn test and you keep failing. Here's the, think about this. If you sent your kid to school and you, okay, let's just, I send Thor to school. I said, Thor, go to school. You got all the answers, brother. You get an open book test. You know the answers. 100%. You're going to get an A. Thor comes home. He's like, hey, pops, got them all wrong. Got Fs. I'm like, what the fuck? You did what? You're like, I got them all wrong. As a parent, you'd be like, what do you mean you got them all wrong? It was an open book test. You had all the answers. You had a cheat sheet. I made it for you. Like, if you sent your kid to school and they failed a test that they knew every answer to, the answers are on the board. The teacher's giving them the answers. Jimmy John, that's going to be A on number one. Put A. Put C on number two. D on number four. And they failed. You'd be so disappointed. Be like, what have I done? Like, what have I raised here? My clients and my kid's an idiot. Like, what have I done? But yet we, the adults, the people that are supposed to know better, we constantly go fail open book test every freaking day. Test after test, opportunity after opportunity, we fail and fail and fail and fail and fail because we, I don't know, do we just not give a shit? We say we do. I mean, the diet industry is $1 billion. Think about, listen to how much money you're wasting. Billions. I'm going to say it again. Billions. We are wasting billions of dollars trying to get healthy and fit, and we've never been fatter. We've never been more out of shape. We've never been more unhealthy in the history of mankind, and we're spending billions trying to get skinny. Does anybody else see, maybe I'm the crazy person. Does anybody else see the problem here? I did this on a podcast or something the other day. Like there's going to be like, I don't know, thousands and thousands of new cookbooks out this year, blah, 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 blah. 70 something percent of them will be health and fitness related, but yet we've never been eating worse food. We've never been fatter, but yet we've got more information than could ever be imagined. You can type in right now, Google healthy recipes, and there's more recipes are going to come up than you could eat in your lifetime. And yet we're going to fail. There's more gyms everywhere. There's six gyms within a stone's throw from my fitness studio. Six. We've never been bigger. There's gyms that give away memberships. I got a membership to EOS Fitness. It's like $9. They pay me to go in there. Everybody in there's overweight. I mean, when's the shift going to take place? Like, what's it going to take? I'm literally confused. I know what I'm doing is working. I know if I can get somebody to stop listening to the insanity, to stop chasing the dream, to stop chasing the pill, the diet, the whatever it is, to get off keto, Guido, and Dr. Jib, whatever, who's just trying to make a chuck buck from writing his next book, New York Times bestseller, whatever. If it's a damn New York Times bestseller, that means millions of people have read it, but yet nobody's getting thin. Nobody's getting healthy. Nobody's getting fit. Where's the problem? Does anybody else not see the problem? We're consuming information and we're not applying anything. So what if, I'm just going to throw this out there. This is going to sound crazy. What if you just, the next nutritional decision, just one, don't do anything crazy. The next nutritional decision you made, you looked at it as an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever. And the A is the winner. What if you picked an A? What if you made a mindful, intelligent decision on your next one? Don't go crazy. Just your next one. Pick an A on your next one. What might happen? Probably nothing. But it might create a little bit of momentum. And then what about the next one? What if you picked an A again? And then what if you fast forwarded like 2 or 3 weeks and you're like, holy shit, man, I've been racking up some A's. Like I'm feeling pretty good. My pants are a little looser. My wife's all of a sudden looking at me again. My husband's got that little twinkle in his eye. I know what that means. What about that? And then who cares if you go out to your little date night and you guys want to split a D, an F, a G? Wouldn't matter, right? So what if you just, let's try this. It's going to be, what if? You think you can do it? If you can, let's do this. If you pick an A on the open book test, if you get the 100 on the open book test on your next nutritional choice, send me a DM, message me, Jay Nixon. What, I don't even know what my damn Instagram handle is. JNixon.ThriveFitness on Instagram. Jay Nixon on FaceSpace, Thrive Fitness Studio. I got a million. Just Google Jay Nixon. You'll find me. I mean, the governor of Missouri, his name's also Jay Nixon. So I'm a little pissed about that, but he won't answer you back. I will. He probably didn't even give a shit about your diet. So if you pick an A, if you get a hundy on the next open book test, send me a message. I'd like to clap for you. I'd like to give you the support and the accountability you deserve. And if you want to go all in and win, then shoot me a note. Like send me a message and ask me how you can win long term. If you want to win, like a lot of my clients are winning right now, send me a note and I'll show you. I'll tell you how you can win long term. I'll give you the tools. I'll give you everything you need. I'm not going to tell you to eat kale instead of donuts. You don't need that shit. Am I going to give you nutritional advice? 100% yes. But I'm not going to treat you like a dumbass because you're not. I don't need to tell you that you need to stop eating ice cream every night before bed. I don't need to tell you that. I don't need to tell you that a 12-pack of beer every night, not going to help you. I don't need to tell you that pizza is not going to help you. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. You have the answer. The test is open, man. The open book. You got the answers. But what you got to do is start showing up and making intelligent, mindful decisions. That's it. Ooh. All right, guys. Hey, man. I hope everybody gets that hundy we all love and dream about, man. It's time to do it, right? Let's get the hundy. I think I made the whole thing through without saying the F word. You're welcome, kids. Uncle JJ did good today. So, guys, have a beautiful rest of your day. Send me a note. Let me know how you're doing. I just want to help you. I want to support you. I want to be here as a resource and a tool for you. So, that sounds horrible. So I just call myself a tool right there at the end, but I probably am. Who knows? Anyway, guys, have a great day. I love you. I'll talk to you again soon, and be awesome to each other. Be awesome to yourself, most importantly. All right. See ya. Guys, thanks for listening to that episode. If you liked what you heard and you are interested in learning more about the Thrive Forever Fit program, you can do what I mentioned there in the episode. You can send me a DM, you can email me, you can call me, you can send me a smoke signal, whatever it is you need to do to get in touch with me. Or you can just go to thriveforeverfit.com, thriveforeverfit.com/program. We'll show you my Thrive Forever Fit program. It'll give you some insight into what it is that we're doing. I've actually got a free Facebook group if you're interested in heading that way. It is the Wellness Lab Launchpad. Ask to be in, go over there and request an invitation. I'll let you in. The Wellness Lab Launchpad. Tell me that you heard about it on this podcast. The Wellness Lab Launchpad on Facebook is my free Facebook group. I'm going to start giving away free content in there. I'm going to start doing free motivation, inspiration, declaration, and everything else. That's it. You know what to do. Hope you got that hundy. All right. Love you. Bye.